Franklin, also 5 in the gauge. 21-1. Now, turning to the exploration industry, and anyone in the game will tell you it's a bit like gambling with the odds of finding a major new discovery. Very long indeed. The same can be said for picking a winner on the stock market. And both worlds aligned over the weekend, just yesterday, as a dozen Perth stockbrokers flew into Kalgoorlie to visit the historic Carr Boyd nickel mine, finishing off their whirlwind tour at the famous Kalgoorlie Two-Up Ring and Racetrack. The brokers came at the invitation of ASX-listed nickel explorer Estrella Resources, which has resumed drilling in the hope of making a new discovery. ABC reporter Jared Lucas spoke to the company's CEO, Chris Dawes.
Yeah, look, it's said over and over again, if you're going to look for nickel, best place to look for it is where they've already found it. And certainly the old timers did get onto the nickel in the early nickel boom in the 60s and 70s. They mined nickel there. We know there's high-grade massive nickel sulphide in the immediate area. We seem to have something where we have got some new nickel sulphide mineralisation, and it's extremely exciting for us.
Can you just maybe tell me exactly where the Carr Boyd mine is for people that don't know?
Yeah, so the Carr Boyd nickel mine is situated 80 kilometres northeast of the city of Kalgoorlie Boulder. We travel on the Leonora Laverton Highway, approximately 38 kilometres, just north of Bardoc, the turn off to the old Scotia nickel mine. And then from there we head due east about 40 kilometres into the Carr Boyd nickel mine.
Now, you've just taken about a dozen stockbrokers out there today. Well, I mean, what were you trying to achieve? I guess just trying to grow awareness of the company's story?
Yeah, Jared, it's very important that the investment community do understand what the company is doing. They are a strong conduit for our shareholders and the general marketplace. So the key group that was recently involved in our capital raising to allow us to commence work out at Carr Boyd was CPS Securities. And, they had a fairly strong contingent on today's tour, as well as a number of WA broking houses. It's very important so that the investment community can be aware of what's going on and then disseminate that out into the client base and the general market.
You've just taken them to the Kalgoorlie Two-Up Shed and you're on your way to the races. Would you, I guess, say that exploration, in a way, it's a bit of a gamble, just like going for a punt at the races in some respects? You need to back the right horse.
Yeah, look, it is a little bit like that. Exploration, and certainly nickel exploration, is certainly a long-odd play. In fact, if you wanted to actually have a fairly strong bet, the Bush Two-Up out at Kalgoorlie is a 50-50 chance, and I'd have to say that's a little bit stronger odds than what we're dealing with the nickel play, but our odds are so much greater, but the leverage to that is greater as well. So for every dollar, you might get a dollar at the Bush Two-Up, but I think if we're successful out at the Carr Boyd nickel mine and ultimately the drilling finds what we're looking for, and that is a big nickel ore body, then, you know, your dollar invested could be $1,000.
Well, we've been out on site today and we've seen the drill rig, and that's about a kilometre northwest of the old underground workings at Carr Boyd. What are you actually doing there?
We've gotten onto a target northwest of the mine. It's only 1,000 metres away from where they mined nickel in the 1970s. We had an EM target that showed on our ground geophysical surveys, and we've gone in there late last year. We've drilled some holes, got some nickel sulphide in the RC holes, and we're going now back in with diamond drilling to confirm that and also to open up the area both north and south with some deep platform holes to allow us to then utilise modern geophysical tools to survey the immediate area where the nickel sulphides were discovered in the RC drilling, and then hopefully point us in the direction of where a new ore body may lie.
The drilling campaign, how long is that likely to last, and how long can you continue drilling for now you've got a bit of cash in the bank?
Yeah, so the drilling campaign that we've set out to do at the moment, this round is 2,050 metres of drilling. We will go to double shift shortly. It'll be a 4 to 5 week exercise from start to finish. If we're successful, we may expand that drill program, and that will extend beyond the 4 or 5 weeks, but current capital that we have certainly sufficient to do the diamond drilling, the 2,000-odd metres.
And we did meet your expert technical guru on the ground today, Neil Hutchison, is that right? Now, he's been involved with some pretty high-profile nickel discoveries. Could you talk me through that?
I actually headhunted Neil in 2005 to come over and work with us at Niagara Mining when we bought the Windara nickel mine from WMC. And Neil showed his proficiency there, helped and aided with the expansion of the Cerebus ore body at Windara, and stayed at the Niagara Poseidon Group for about 11 years before going out on his own and forming his own geological consultant group, Geolithic. And 12 months ago, when that occurred, I saw the huge opportunity to have a talented nickel geologist and nickel geological team come over and assist us with Carboid. Certainly Neil coming into the Estrella camp and aiding and assisting us with the geological interpretations and how we attack the exploration work from here has been an absolute win for Estrella, and I certainly believe he'll be a key component in any discovery that's made.
Estrella Resources CEO Chris Storrs just talking about a new exploration campaign at the Carboid Nickel Mine near Kalgoorlie, and the underground mine operated from